You Sent Me a Letter, written by Lucy Dawson and read by Julie Maisie. I am disturbed at about 2:20 in the early hours of Saturday morning. I sleep lightly when Mark is away, noticing the slightest noise in the street and always position myself in bed so that I'm facing the open door. I leave the bathroom light on too, just bright enough so that I'm able to see out into the hall beyond. My mum says I was fine until I watched The Woman in White at a friend's house aged about 8. I'm now 39, and I still have to make sure I don't accidentally stumble upon any scary TV when I know I'll be sleeping alone. Jolting awake suddenly, I sit up, blinking. It is pitch black in the room. Confused, I stare into the darkness, my already panicky brain fumbling around for an explanation. It must be a power cut, but before I can think anything else, I hear a soft click and a small, bright sun appears on the carpet to the right of the wardrobe. I stare at the circle of light stupidly for a second, but as my eyes begin to adjust, I notice a larger, unfamiliar shape above it. I scan the outline rapidly and freeze. It's a figure. Someone is in my bedroom, sitting on the low chair in the corner, watching me. Jerking up what seems to be a surprisingly powerful pencil torch, they shine the blinding beam right in my face. Don't move to turn on the light, and don't try to reach for your phone. I've got it here. He holds it aloft in confirmation. As I try to focus, the familiar image of my niece, my screensaver, briefly illuminates, along with the slide to unlock bar. I see the metal rim of his glasses and staring eyes before the phone returns to standby mode and simultaneously he swings the torch beam down again. He must be a burglar. I want to scream, but there is no sound as my mouth falls open, just a breathy leak of air from my lips, as if I've been punctured. The chair creaks as he leans forward. Don't, Sophie. Oh my God, he knows my name. Hard little shunts of just audible sound begin to gurgle in my gullet. Shh, he says softly. You realise when people hear screams at night, they mostly don't even report it. Everyone thinks someone else will. A woman was beaten to death by her husband in New Zealand over a period of several hours, and not one of her neighbours called the police.